Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast, the DDP for short. Good to have you. 5 minutes every day. You know, we've come through the Christmas season and all the twinkly lights and the multicolors. I love that about Christmas. I also love that it's a great way to segue into another description of the grace of God. And that is multicolored. It's a word Peter used. He added it to the lexicon of the New Testament for a way to describe the grace of God. In fact, in 1 Peter chapter 1, he uses the word manifold in the English, which is actually the Greek word poikilos, and that means colorful. He comes back and uses it again in chapter 4. I'm going to look at both of those today. You've seen it before, however. It's not the first introduction of poikilos into the New Testament. The word was used in the New Testament to describe divers kinds of tongues. Remember that phrase? Divers, not being people who go below the water, but various, different, or colorful, used to describe the dialects of tongues that were spoken. In either case, you can see that there's a different shape, a different size, a different color. First one is 1 Peter 1:6. Peter describes that some Christians are in heaviness through manifold temptations, through poikilos, through multicolored temptations. I think these could be the enemy's attempts to get you to sin, but it can be the enemy's attempts to get you to place your faith somewhere else and a myriad of other things. And it goes through verse 7 showing us that this is really a trial of our faith. And we don't really know whether or not these are persecutions or sinful temptations, but either way, they're varied and they're great in number. Well, when he uses it again, perkilos, manifold, colorful, it's quite different this time, because this time he's talking about every Christian receiving the gift of grace and how each one is then responsible to minister the grace to one another as good stewards. We're in chapter 4, verse 10, good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, it is God's grace that is colorful, whereas it was the temptations that were colorful before. So it's vital to know that no matter how varied that the enemy makes his attack against you, God has grace that covers that attack. See, Satan has no creative power. So each time that he tries something, whether it's a temptation to sin or an attack on you, it's really a duplicate of something that he's tried many times before, many ways before. Well, 1 John 3 and 8 promises us that Christ died at Calvary to destroy the works of the devil. So all of God's power is available in your situation, no matter how great, no matter how trivial. We so often limit God and his grace and put him within the box of our culture or our race or our status or our denomination, and the list goes on and on. But his grace is so far beyond our ability to fathom and beyond our ability to use up. The finished work of the cross provides every single need you'll ever have. God parcels out his grace not according to your worth, but according to his love, and we ought to thank God for that. So really, don't stress today over an area. Man, I need this message. Rest in the knowledge that for whatever the difficulty there is in your life, there's grace to cover that difficulty. Multicolored problems call for multicolored solutions. And thank God that we have a Redeemer who is touched by the feelings of our different infirmities and has been tempted in all points that we have, yet without sin, because his victory is our victory. Think about the rainbow as we close. God's rainbow represented a covenant of promise to Noah. And in Revelation chapter 4, verse 3, there's still that rainbow of grace, the rainbow that surrounds the throne of God. Whereas before it was a promise not to flood the earth, now it's a promise of a covenant between the Father and the Son. And you are in Christ, so you get that colorful rainbow of God's covenant. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.